We say hello to Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter who joins us now. TD, what's up?
Not so much, man. What's up with you guys?
Well, you and I sat in the studio for 4 hours on Friday talking about, you know, could L'Jarius Sneed come to the Titans? You know, the more this is out there, it's not going away. Kind of makes you think it might happen. And what did Rand Carthon and the Titans do like 3 hours later? But the news came out that they were about to complete a trade to get his services. What do you think about L'Jarius Sneed coming to the Titans?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good move. And I think the way the Titans did it was the correct way to go about handling their business, and that is to sit and wait for the price to come into the range that you're willing to purchase. And that's exactly what they did. They had interest all along. It just initially wasn't at the cost that the Chiefs were asking for, and that's why the deal didn't happen. So I think it's a good move. You're bringing a guy who is capable of traveling all over the formation with whoever the opposing team's top receiver is. This is a guy that is very physical. His press coverage there is going to help that front get home when they need to do that. And then you look at just the fact that he didn't give up a touchdown last year during the regular season. And there's four corners who didn't do that that had at least 400 snaps, and the Titans now have two of them. So there's a big turnaround there when you look at Roger McCreary and the nickel, and you got Chidobe Awuzie, who they signed, and now you got Sneed. I mean, this is a really good-looking secondary.
Well, and also, and you kind of alluded to it there, but you got three guys that are in the positions that they're supposed to be in, and you're not having guys having to play out of position. I mean, how beneficial is that going to be, especially for a guy like Roger McCreary that I think has become a really, really good nickel corner?
Yeah, he is a really good nickel corner, and he's a guy that as long as you don't ask him to carry routes vertically too much, like those seam routes from those speedy guys, you're in good shape. And that's where you have your safety help over top anyway, but you're right. Guys are in the right role. McCreary, the way that he embraces physicality, helping out in the run game, the way that they could blitz him, who, by the way, Sneed is a very good blitzer, too, off the edge or even as a nickel. So you have that as well. So it's going to be pretty cool just seeing how Denard Wilson uses that group.
Talking to Teron Davenport this morning. And, Teron, I got to give it to you, man. You said probably 2-3 months ago, just let Rand do his thing. I mean, he's there for a reason. Let him do his thing. And you know, Ridley in the corners. But to me, getting Cushenberry, I'm an old offensive lineman, and I know, what, as you well know, it's not getting talked about a lot, but I think he got one of the best centers in football. And history has shown when the Titans are good, they've got a good center. And I think they've got a great center. So good job by Rand, Teron, of putting those pieces in that the Titans desperately needed.
Yeah, you're right. And we had Cushenberry on the show on Friday. And the leadership that he's going to bring, the stability – he's going to bring, it can't really be measured. And I think when you talk about securing the pocket inside out, you take him and have him anchor that guard, center guard triangle right there, and now you have a really good situation for Will Levis to be able to step up in the pocket. If that outside pass rush comes, he can step up and kind of avoid that and push the ball down the field like we all know he wants to do. So bringing in Cushenberry, you're right, it's not getting the press that it should, but this was a very critical signing. And he's going to be a big part of this team turning things around.
You know, with Callahan here, what's his dad's name?
Bill.
Bill Callahan. I'm trying to call him Tom Callahan, Big Tom Callahan. The whole right side of the lineup with Reynolds, Nicholas Petit-Frere. I mean, can this guy work his magic and turn those guys into serviceable NFL players?
Yeah, I don't think it's so much him solely working his magic as much as it is these guys doing what they have to do. And I think right now Nicholas Petit-Frere should be the favorite to win the right tackle spot. And look, that's not bad. This guy, he's a third-round pick. So there clearly has been some talent that he's displayed. Now, was last year good? It absolutely wasn't. But there's a lot of things going into that. The year before was so-so. You never like to see a rookie regress. But the regression last year is understandable because of how things worked with the suspension and then the injury. So I think him at right tackle is going to be a good situation. At 7 is going to be the question. I don't feel they absolutely have to go tackle at 7. I think you could come back at 38 and get other tackle options, whether it's a guy like a Patrick Paul, whether it's a guy like a Tyler Guyton. There are others that you could consider, Jordan Morgan. Those are all guys. So it's really going to depend upon, you know, what first and foremost, the guys on the roster are able to do. And as for T. Ferrer, I think he has to step up, and he's going to be a key part. If he could take that step forward, he'll be a key part of turning things around.
How concerned are you right now on the defense front seven? I know we got Jeffrey Simmons in there, but guys around him. I know the secondary is pretty much going to be set now, but how concerned are you right now, Teron, on the front seven on defense?
Well, I think it's something that they have to look at, and that's what I'm saying at pick seven. Look, if Dallas Turner's there, I mean, you have to consider it. You look at Arden Key, he's more of a situational guy, a high-level situational guy, because he can be an impactful pass rusher. Harold Landry, you know, you got to get somebody opposite of him. I don't know that Rashad Weaver and Caleb Murphy have cemented a consistent spot as to be relied upon as playmakers, so you got that. Jeffrey Simmons is there. I think they need another D tackle, Sebastian Joseph Day. We'll see how he works with Simmons. He was at his best working with Aaron Donald. So I'm not saying Simmons is Donald, but there's a good chance there. I wouldn't be overly concerned. I do think they need to go out and draft somebody on day one or day two. I mean, if you look at day two, you're looking at like a McKinley Jackson, you know, out of Texas A&M. You know, that's somebody. There are other options as well. Darius Robinson, you know, early in day two is another pick. Yeah, I mean, I think that's your DeNico Autry replacement.
Yeah, Teron Davenport is with us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. And you know, you and I talked about this on Friday a little bit, but I think Titans fans are getting excited. Like, DeAndre Hopkins is getting excited. Everybody's getting excited about the moves that they made, and they absolutely should. But what should be a realistic expectation? We don't know how the schedule is going to lay out yet. That's still yet to be determined, even though you know the opponents. You got to get through the draft. I still think this team's going to be a work in progress. So is it fair to say to fans, be excited, they'll be more fun to watch with this new offense, but you also have to understand you're probably not winning the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably not winning the Super Bowl this year, but the expectation should be to compete for a playoff spot. I think the expectation should be to compete for the division. That's something that I think they have a chance to do. Roster for roster, I think Houston is probably the best, then Jacksonville, then the Titans and the Colts. But still, as you mentioned, the draft is still left over. There's other things that can be done. So I'm curious how it's going to work out. But, yeah, I mean, the expectation should be postseason competition.
What are your thoughts on the new kickoff rule and some of the new rules coming out of the owners' meetings?
Yeah, the hip drop, I don't – how are you supposed to tackle a guy that you're behind? I don't know how you're supposed to do that. So that's going to be something that we'll see how they enforce it, how they police it. I don't really care for that rule change. Then the kickoff rule I think is pretty cool because I like the fact that if you catch it from the 20 to the 1, so to speak, you have to return it. You have to bring it out. And they took away the fair catch, which is cool to me because I think it's going to encourage more returns, and that's what you want. And last year, you know, they were non-existent for the most part, so now we'll get to see that exciting part of the game.
I always love this, Teron. This details this needs contract came out, I guess, $55 million guaranteed, 4 years, $76 million. Why do people get mad when it's not their money? I mean, you know, I mean, this is a good pick, a good signing. People, I can't believe. It's not our money. Why do we get mad?
Yeah, that's one I can't really call. It is not their money. And I think maybe they look at, okay, well, maybe that's money they could spend on something else. Look, folks, LeJarius Sneed is a top five corner in this league. You're going to have to pay for that. And they did that. And, you know, it looks like he's going to be a big part of this secondary driving the car for the defense.
Yeah, that's how I tell people. You want a Kia or you want a Bentley? You can have both. You just got to pay for it, right? And so yep. I think it's a hell of a pickup that Rand got.
Absolutely. Yeah, really good pickup.
He is Teron Davenport, Titans NFL Nation reporter for ESPN. TD, appreciate the time as always, and we will do it again soon.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys.